This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
She's keep up but 1,000 inside of props. She want a young man come and rev that engine like a. I think she graduate with my mom. But when she call, you know, slapping up, I tell her I'm coming now. She's keep up but 1,000 inside of props. She want a young man come and rev that engine like a.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Friday, October 24th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. I see there's a tropical storm out there, right? It's near Jamaica. It hasn't hit Jamaica yet, but they're saying that we will definitely feel the odor bands. And that more likely this tropical storm, which may turn into a hurricane by the end of the week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, more likely will be impacting the Bahamas from the south straight up to the north. So we'll be watching that. Hopefully, we are more prepared than we were last time. Last time, it was a lot of rain, a lot of wet. As a result, there was a lot of flooding. Right, so I think we all need to get water boots. I'm not sure where water boots are sold, right? But if my MP giving out water boots, bring one this way, because I'm expecting there to be flooding, right? Today we're gonna have what's in the news Friday. The Guardian, it's hot. Go and buy your Guardian and ask for a Guardian to your neighborhood outlet. I mean, all kind of news, innuendos are in the Nassau Guardian. And of course, we'll talk about one or two of those things there. Erin, how are you doing today?
My name is Cultural Green.
Cultural Green, how are you doing
today? I'm doing great today. I'm good. Feeling very Bahamian.
Yes, we are here also by LeBron. LeBron Menace, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good. So we're three of us here. We're going to be talking about what is trending in the news. One or two of the things I want to hash out. One, I didn't know we still had dead bodies in trailers from Hurricane Dorian. I just didn't know. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be there. I just forgot. I know we had a mass burial, 55 bodies in Abaco. I'm assuming that this may be someone from Grand Bahama, maybe. I didn't read the article at all as yet. But I just didn't know that we being holding, and I can put it, just my words now, because I don't know who it is, a Bahamian body hostage. I claim anything's Bahamian, right? Because it could be anybody. I thought we would have taken some kind of sample DNA, right? And had some kind of respectful internment and concluded. I assumed that was going to be done. Mm-hmm. It would leave some questions, which I'm going to ask. Because, I mean, things happen. Yeah. Sometimes you forget, right? I'm not saying that they did. They might have purposely had it there for a reason, and hopefully the news newspaper will give detail on why they decided to keep this one particular body over the last 4.5 years. Plus, because it's more than 4.5 years.
Five years.
Okay. Go ahead. What are you saying?
We'll read from the article in today's Guardian. Darvel, one body from Dorian still in trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Michael Darvel, yesterday refuted FNM leader Michael Pintard's claims that unidentified bodies are still being stored in trailers post-Hurricane Dorian, but admitted that there is one body currently stored at the premises, full stop.
That's an oxymoron. Is it an oxymoron when you have two different facts?
I feel like
none is here, but we have one.
I feel like some moronic going on.
Are you trying to suggest somebody's moronic?
I'm trying to suggest that the semantics are unnecessary.
Mm, they're trying to be technical for no reason.
It's offensive, right? If a reporter says we have come onto information, we've been told that there are still bodies in the trailer, and then you could say you are absolutely wrong. Your facts are wrong.
Yes.
There's only one body in the trailer. Yeah. 5 years after the storm,
yeah,
that we didn't feel the need to tell anybody about.
That's how some people go. Finish reading.
We continue, quote, His information is completely incorrect. Close quotes.
Completely incorrect. There's no bodies there, except one.
Quote, I'd like to set the record straight. There is one body that is in a trailer in Grand Bahama.
Okay.
The circumstances of why that body has not been buried has a lot to, and we're going to go to page A3, has a lot to do with factors that I don't want to get into.
See, no. This is when you start calling for people to resign.
Yeah.
Right? When they say things like this.
Yeah.
And I don't want to listen to an audience to appreciate this. We got to stop everything. Where you have a Bahamian in a trailer for 5 years, and you ask, why is the body in the trailer? And he said, man, I don't want to get into it. This person worked for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to provide you with no information. You ain't important to know why, the where forth. This is when you start asking for people to resign. So, okay, clearly you ain't work for me. Right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Aaron.
We continue. Quote, other than that particular body.
Other than that one.
There are no other bodies as a direct result of Hurricane Dorian.
You know, since he being semantics, right? He's mm-hmm. using semantics. So you see that word direct?
Yeah.
That might mean something. I want you to read it again because everything is semantics now. You're choosing particular words to have a particular outcome, a particular interpretation. And I want you to read it again so the listening audience can probably conclude, what is he trying to say with these particular words he's particularly using?
Let's read the sentence again. Other than that particular body, there are no other bodies as a direct result of Hurricane Dorian. Make me ask a question. So are there other bodies, but they're just not, quote, a direct result of Hurricane Dorian, close quote?
It could mean that. It sounds like it means that. Might mean that. What does it mean?
Quote, the information he uttered in the House of Assembly is completely incorrect, close quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it completely, though?
You said completely. First he said bodies, and this is not bodies, this is one body.
Yeah.
It's completely wrong,
yeah.
I guess.
In 2019, the passage of Hurricane Dorian devastated Abaco and Grand Bahama. With strong winds of up to 185 miles per hour, the catastrophic storm was the strongest system to ever hit the nation, leaving hundreds dead and unaccounted for. In Dorian's aftermath, the minister-led FNM administration was criticized by the public and the Progressive Liberal Party for its recovery and rebuilding efforts, including the controversies for extended periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, Pintard criticized the Davis administration as he said there have been reports that bodies are still being kept in trailers over 6 years after the hurricane and nearly 4 years since the PLP took office in 2021.
Mm. 6 years later. We third world, you know.
Bodies and domes.
We third world, you know.
Bodies and domes.
Yeah.
Yes, let me give you a quick example of how third world we are. I know I'm taking it to the left. I almost got...
End of article, by the way.
Go ahead.
I almost got a ticket yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. Mm-hmm. I almost get locked up. I was at Eastern Bay Street, and tourists were just doing their tourist thing, you know, because they don't come from countries with roads or traffic lights. And I had to stop suddenly on my yellow light, even though I was proceeding, because tourists had just jumped in the road. When I stopped, the cars behind me blew the horn and started cussing at me, you know, because I'm stupid. And I pointed out to them that I could have gone, but I didn't want to hit a tourist, so I didn't. And like they were threatening me. The funny thing was, I knew there was a roadblock on the other side. Because remember the day before I told you I watched the person drinking a beer speed through the roadblock? So I knew there was a roadblock on the other side. Fortunately, a police officer, I'm sure, came up to find out why they were, I don't know what you call it, badgering me to break the law.
Hmm.
I'm not going to break the law because you want me to. That's all I wanted to say. That's where we are.
Let's go to the caller.
That's where we are.
Let's go to the caller. April, go on. Press the button. Aaron, for me. Guardian Radio AM. We are talking semantics. I don't know if there's bodies or a body. I don't know if there's body or body parts anymore. But semantics. Something happened in Grand Bahama where why we didn't bury the last body. But it's a secret. No Bahamian can know why. And they ain't planning to tell us. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all?
Good.
Doing well.
Yes, I called to say, but this government was in power, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they ain't giving you no answers to nothing. Why do we have this government still in power, sir? They are not for the Bahamas. We need to get rid of them. They ain't telling you nothing. Everything is about secret, law and corruption. They are not good for this Bahamas. We need to get them out of power soon, sir.
I hear you, caller. And this is where we get the engagement of the public. If you decide not to vote for them and weigh if they're good or bad, we'll know in a couple of months.
Right? I will vote for my cat and my dog before I
vote. No, vote, cat and dogs can't vote. Don't vote for them.
You can still spoil the ballot. You can spoil the ballot. It's not illegal.
No, you suggested it. You're saying you suggested voting cat and dog. You're spoiling the ballot.
Don't mind, Yuri. You could spoil your ballot.
No, don't spoil no ballot.
It's still a valid political...
No, don't spoil a valid electoral
decision.
When we call, we got to talk and talk sense. Go on. Thank you very much, caller. I appreciate you. Let's go to the next caller there, April, for me, please. Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, gracious, you just see how you doing.
Doing well, man. Welcome.
Hey, tell Miss Green don't get locked up on a Friday because they ain't letting you out till Monday.
Hope she knows.
Get locked up on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not Friday. Mm-hmm. Second thing, right? This storm, this can be serious. Mm-hmm. Looking at the weather channel, right? And it looked like it had Jamaica totally flooded and drenched in water. Yeah, yeah, this can be terrible.
My concern is it looked like it's going northwest, which is the Bahamas.
Okay.
And I don't know if we're hearing the narrative of be prepared, right? And because it's wet and it's moving slowly. And we know that Hurricane Dorian, when it went over Abaco, it stopped, right? And this would cause all the damage, all that rain and flooding. I'm not sure. I saw one post said perhaps we need to evacuate the southern Bahamas. Of course, I said it's ridiculous, right? But it draws attention or the need to pay attention to our southern corridors and say, are you prepared? We are sending things down to make sure you are prepared.
I'm looking at the thing about Jamaica, right? And guess what? As ridiculous as it might sound, they might have to actually evacuate.
Because
I see water almost up to the window in people's cars.
Yeah, yeah. It's a concern.
This can be crazy.
And this is why I'm starting this push to maybe agitate, get some people and have some anxiety so we can say, let's take this serious now. Let's start talking about Acklands, Miguana, Inagua. What are we doing? The defense force should already be in down in place now. I mean, they should have had a contingent in several islands bracing themselves to say, well, this is what we plan to do. Of course, I might be making it dramatic, right? But when you look at Jamaican pictures and Jamaican videos and knowing that it's coming, it's more like it's going to turn northwest to impact the southern region, we should have been seeing signs.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. This is crazy.
But thank you very much, caller. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What you saying, Aaron? Is he going on the map and start searching?
No, because you say northwest.
Well, it's in the southern. And then northern is going to head towards the Bahamas. I guess western. The storm is supposed to cover the entire Bahamas from Inagua straight up to Grand Bahama, according to the what they show in the graphics. So all of that is a concern. Is a concern.
All right. Here's a text.
Mm-hmm.
It says, it has been 6 years and 2 months since Dorian. Why are bodies in the container? But at the same time, bodies are being kept at funeral homes. And also, there's more than one body in the container, ? That's the whole thing ends with a question mark, right? Did they die immediately after Dorian, but not as a result of Dorian? We need the PLP to stop the lyrical gymnastics and linguistic contortionism. Just the truth.
I pause because I don't know how to respond to that. I find the Minister of Health tends to use a lot of verbal gymnastics when he speaks, when he gives his contribution, when you ask him questions, you tend to be confused and frustrated afterwards and say, man, I will have to keep that question to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel no enlightenment at all.
Do you get the same effect from Brave Davis?
Mr. Davis? No.
Okay.
No, good. Go ahead, Aaron.
You don't? Okay.
I don't know.
Here's a text. The potential storm isn't important now. Government too busy focusing in Golden Isles. Should all parties suspend campaigning activities?
No. We could do two things at once.
What two things?
We can prepare for the storm, enact all of the forces that we have, because we have government agencies that can be enacted. And the politician can do what the politician does. They can go and campaign in the meantime. Except that Michael MP, he needs to be down south. That's how I see it. You do two things. Mr. Davis can be a prime minister and minister of finance at the same time.
Are you sure?
I mean, he's trying.
I don't need you to prove my case for me. You know, you're supposed to be proving your own position, not mine.
I think he'd be do both. I think he'd be doing both.
Yeah, I don't. Anyway.
Good. So that is concern, and the response by Mr. Davil or Dr. Davil is not adequate. I'm hoping that the Bahamian people, right, challenge and say, no, I want to know more detail about this grand Bahamian. And I'm calling this person Bahamian. If it's one of my loved ones, I doubt it, because we have no one missing, right? As Bahamian, I need to know why you're holding the body hostage. I need to know. I've got some questions I got to ask you, Aaron. Let me look at my phone, because I wrote them down. Mm-hmm. Talk to Smith before
I'm finish. I'm stunned. I'm stunned by the whole thing.
Okay, this is...
I'm stunned that the minister would get up and say something like this, but even more stunned that this is Dorian that we're talking about.
6 years ago.
And it's 6 years, the caller said it's 6 years and 2 months ago. An explanation is required.
This is why I can ask you and LeBron these questions. Who owns a trailer? Do you know?
No idea.
You don't? Okay, let me ask this one. What is the monthly rental for the trailer?
No idea.
No? Okay, so how much have we spent so far
Hold on
this trailer for this one body?
Because what you mean is right, because the trailer would have to be refrigerated for the entirety of the time.
Yeah, the 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so how much have we spent so far?
Indefinitely.
For the one body.
Okay. Shows you how much things are going on behind the scenes. You
yep.
know?
And what do we do with the body now? Now that we know. What, right. That's a question now. What do we do with the body?
We don't know. We don't know because we don't know some factors that I don't want to get into, close quotes.
Yeah.
So we don't know what happens next. We don't know if DNA, if a DNA sample has been collected. We don't know if the sample has been tested against other samples that are available. We don't know anything.
I want to transition, but let me read this. I found a 2022 article. It says, among the recommendations identified by the pathology team from their experience in the aftermath of the storm is the need for a national mass fatality plan that incorporates all stakeholders, including police officers, defense force officers, funeral directors, and the pathology team, counselors, and others. Has that happened?
Has anybody acknowledged that this was a mass fatality storm? Hmm. I see, because remember, the official count is 70 people died. Hmm. Then I think Dr. Dwayne Sands in opposition quoted a figure closer to 240 people. But eyewitnesses, people on the scene, talked about walking over and through hundreds and hundreds of bodies.
Yes, I think it's a total of 70. Two, I might be.
Why are you calling? Why would you even say that out loud?
I try and say just with these quotes. 59 human remains were recovered between September 10th, 2019 and March 9th, 2020.
How many?
50 or 59.
That's it? Human 59?
Remains. Yes, but it's total of 70 because they are parts. They find body parts of people. They say those remains, 50 were adults, 6 were children, and the age of 3 individuals were unknown, right? Then go on with the pathologist giving some things he recommended. He said only 5 of their victims were able to be identified visually, and their bodies were released to their families, including Alicia Leoli, Lachino Dean, Donna M. Johnson, Ralph Kemp, and Lorelda Woodside. These are people who were identified, right, readily, and they were given to their families. Say 8 of the bodies were identified based on presence of identification on the body, including Durverant Saint-Jumat, Jeffrey Davis Danis Sr., Incarne Camilius, Wilner Cassius Paul, and Emmanuel Centil. These were people who had documents on them. So another 9 victims were identified through DNA, and 3 were identified from markings on their body bags and presumed to be Derek Joseph, Louis Bousson, and Walter Centilla. So these were the people they identified that left 55 plus 1, because there's one in Grand Bahama now that's separate. 55 people remains, bodies, was interred respectfully as in a national ceremony. And now we have one in Grand Bahama that either people forgot about or people refused to mention, that is being stored for a reason, that the minister said he can't tell nobody.
Here's a text.
Go ahead.
Good morning. Suppose they know whose body or bodies in the just don't want the family to collect insurance money or benefit from the deceased's estate. The texter goes on to say, see how I just made that up?
Yeah.
But this is a good conspiracy theory. Texter, let me ask you a question. Whose responsibility is it? Whose responsibility is it? Is it the minister's responsibility to ensure that his state, the statements that he makes to the public are coherent and cogent? Right? Clear and complete, leaving no room for speculation? Hmm. Or is it up to the public to just shut down their thinking brains and just absorb whatever it is the minister says? Texter.
I want to pivot a bit. We have Food Task Force chair was arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because of fraud pro-claim. I see the former Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis, is encouraging NGOs to sue the government. You know, when anyone's saying sue the government, I get defensive. That means they're suing me, right? I understand what he's trying to say, right? But the probe came back, or the investigation, we spoke about it yesterday, clearing or saying that standards were met. There was some kind of basic accountability. It didn't go in detail.
I think it was a performance audit as opposed to a financial audit.
Mm-hmm. But I will briefly mention that when you are an public person, public space, right, your reputation goes locally, nationally, and abroad, right, because of who your persona is.
Mm-hmm.
And you are arrested, detained, questioned over a period of time, right, that impacts your reputation, right, especially when you are a public figure in terms of your reputation makes you money, your reputation is your business. And when a leader of the country make innuendos, whatever the innuendos are, that makes it seem that, yes, something peculiar happened, right? Should there be some kind of accountability where they say, I was just trying to help the Bahamas because I saw some strange thing. She's giving all this money and things wasn't working out. And I said I had a duty as the leader to have these things investigated. Now it's investigated. You see, now it's okay.
Speaking of money, I know the government takes tax from us and stuff like that, I'm pretty sure. So I wonder if some of that is being used to sustain that trailer.
Well, I'm sure.
Positive.
Yeah. But continuing with the task force, right? What should happen now? People are asking the Prime Minister to apologize. And the Prime Minister is saying, he's speaking on behalf of the country. He was concerned. He raised the issues. There were a probe done.
That's your Prime Minister.
Our Prime Minister.
No, not mine.
You won't vote for him? Who voted for him? How are you getting to be Prime Minister of Enas?
Bible.
Who is our Prime Minister?
Stalwart counselors.
Who is our Prime
Minister? Stalwart counselors voted for him. Who's the
Bahamas?
Not me.
Who's the Bahamas' Prime Minister?
I don't know.
You don't know? No. I just think it's Philip Davis.
No, I'm just saying, I didn't vote for him. Stalwart counselors voted for him to be Prime Minister. That's how that works. See, Cat Island residents would vote for him to be an MP, but only stalwart counselors could vote for him to be Prime Minister.
Or leader of the party.
So it's just the PLP's Prime Minister.
Yeah, I understand. I want to talk about your favorite topic, but I'll go to the caller because I want to talk John Canoe. Things change. So we need to
hold on. Have they changed?
No, we got to give them...
pause. Have things changed?
I can discuss that soon. We have to hash it out, like how we hash out every issue. There's a new narrative, and we need to hash out whatever the narrative is.
Is there a new narrative?
We can find out shortly.
I don't think there's a new anything. I think the thing is just proceeding as it should proceed.
And we can define that, too, for the listening audience, to say if your theory is right.
I don't have a theory.
Oh, your conclusion then. Let's go to the caller firm, and I want you to explain that. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, thank you. Good morning and pleasant day.
Good morning.
Man. Good morning.
Yeah. I'm not just calling about the apology, because I think apology is needed. But sometimes even after an apology, when the damage is done, it's irreparable and perhaps compensation need to be given. However, it just means to say that we all should be very careful of accusation. I wouldn't even say false accusation, but accusation period. Okay. Now, I have a concern about knowing you're a member of parliament, and your constituency offices, all MPs were voted in. Shouldn't there be a listing of the MPs' office and their numbers? Because we're talking about flooding and Dorian and the rest of it. There has been some serious flooding in Bambutang. That's Gambia Heights. Now I will call it Gambia Lows, with severe damages. That's the constituency of the Speaker of the House. I would like any of your listeners, please, to share with you the numbers so I can know where I can go to that office to see what type of redress or what type of assistance or what kind of investigation or what type of mitigation will be placed put in place for future losses and damages in the area of Gambia Lows, formerly Gambia Heights.
Okay.
That's the area by Carlton Francis, behind Carlton Francis State United Baptist Church and all that area there.
That had mass flooding, yes. Okay, let's see if we can respond. Anyone knows?
It's very serious. So much so that when the car air condition is on, my grandson is asking, "Papa, is it raining?"
Mm.
Because he had to be evacuated at 3:30 in the morning, waist high water for his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you know, there's flooding damages inside and outside.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. And I appreciate your call.
So you're welcome.
We can take a quick commercial break right now. But in terms of flooding, the flooding is real. We've had experience with flooding before.
Start identifying high ground now that you can secure your vehicle on.
But has the narrative started, Aaron?
What narrative?
The narrative from the MP says, hey, I know we're flooding this area. These are the things my office, your office, are doing now. Has that started?
No, that should have been done from election, from they voted them in.
But has it started? Right? Yeah.
Change. Behemoth don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Commercial break, yeah.
Guided Radio AM with CNR.
Right back.
I remember when I was young, I was healthy and very strong. But now I'm feeble and weak, my knees keep a knocking when I walk the street. What I need is jelly coconut.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Have you ever dreamed of paradise? so long away from here.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I got some strange texts. Now, you see me deliberating with my co-host today on whether I should read or not, but I can read it. I can read it or not. Read it so the listening audience can ask some questions. So we can go and ask Dr. Davil some questions, right? He said, this texter with their conspiracy theory said, there is not just one body, but many bodies. Could you analyze the linguistics aspects of the Minister of Health statement? That's a question. He represents only one Dorian body, yet he uses or implies multiple bodies. I want to stick a pin right there, because now, because of what Dr. Davil, or how Dr. Davil expressed himself, people are saying that because he liked to use linguistic gymnastics, right, it suggests that there are more than one bodies in this trailer, but only one Dorian body in this trailer. And if that is the truth, or if that is a concern, now someone needs to ask Mr. Dr. Davil, are there different bodies in this trailer?
Or in trailers.
Or in trailers in general. So, and all because of how he responded. All this came because of how he responded.
If we go back to the article, quote, I'd like to set the record straight. There is one body that is in a trailer in Grand Bahama. The circumstances of why that body has not been buried has a lot to do with factors that I don't want to get into. Quote, other than that particular body, there are no other bodies as a direct result of Hurricane Dorian.
Mm.
Full stop. Close.
Interesting.
Close quotes.
So, and this texter here for another theory says, international media reported that hundreds of bodies were being burned, and the government of the Bahamas has not refuted this claim. No officials from our government requested the videos that were captured. Hundreds of people, including children and from the mud alone, are still unaccounted for. The Ministry of Education even appealed to the public for assistance in creating a directory of students who have not returned to school. But since then, there has been silence. Is there a need to do an inquiry?
Yes.
You think there's a need to do an inquiry?
Yes. Yes, there's a need to
do
an inquiry.
Our point is 70 plus. There's only 70 plus people bodies we found.
It's a Friday with one day between now and Sunday, and you want me to cuss with so little time for penance? No, sir. It is unfathomable that there were only 70 people recorded dead. It's unfathomable. I don't even understand why they would insist on us entertaining that. Mm. It's almost as if they have no concern for the psychological health of the citizens of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and all others who dwell within it.
This text says, amen. You guys do not watch the Weather Channel. No wonder you are not talking about weather. Three people already died in Haiti. Two in 2 feet of rain. They're saying that this tropical storm, Melissa, is wet. It's a lot. And that it's finding it strange that we in the Bahamas are not talking about this tropical storm at all in earnest.
You know what I found strange? Our reliance as a sovereign nation on the weather mechanisms and reporting of another sovereign nation. It's almost as if we thought that we could just, you know, benefit from everything that they're doing and not have to do it ourselves. And now that the Trump administration has pulled back significant resources from that space, you know, we are left trying to figure it out. What are we supposed to do for our people?
Hmm. Let's go to this caller and let's talk a little bit about John Canoe. We've been talking John Canoe for weeks. Now we have a call. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good afternoon. You're changing the topic.
No, man, you talk, but you. I'm glad to hear you. Go ahead. You talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am so happy that everything is being exposed now before this election, so the Bahamian people's eyes could see and their ears could hear that the PLT and the FNM, they have no empathy for the majority of Bahamian people. It's so sad that we have to hear these things. I would never think that a body from Dorian will still be in a trailer. God help us all.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very much.
It's almost as if we don't have any respect for the dead, or we don't know what it means to honor the dead. It's a very troubling place to be at as a sovereign nation. You want me to continue reading? Oh, we read the entire article. So you say you want to talk Junkanoo, Mr. Nuri?
Yes, talk Junkanoo.
You ready for a federation?
Mm-hmm.
That's a cacophony of stuff. All right. I don't see. Let me see. Where's that story? Court, beyond belief, Valley name hijacked. Court of Appeal condemns saga of Registrar General's handling of Valley Boys group registration. The Court of Appeal has condemned the Registrar General's handling of the Valley Boys Junkanoo registration saga, describing it as, quote, beyond belief, close quotes, that a group of unauthorized... Oh, well, then that's... Because the only thing in quotations which would represent what the ruling said is beyond belief, that a group of unauthorized people could hijack the name and legacy of one of the country's most iconic cultural institutions without proper scrutiny. You see what I did there? The right. Only words in that sentence from the judge, I imagine, are the words in quotations, which is beyond belief. Everything else is editorialized, right? That's the word for it, Mr. Nuri?
Yeah, listen.
The appellate panel granted leave for the longtime leadership of one of the Valley Boys groups, the world famous, headed by Brian Adley, to challenge a Supreme Court decision dismissing their bid for judicial review. The appellate panel granted leave for the longtime leadership of one of the Valley Boys groups, the world famous, headed by Brian Adley, to challenge a Supreme Court decision dismissing their bid for judicial review. The justices said the lower court had failed to appreciate the seriousness of the issues raised and the public importance of clarifying the Nonprofit Organization Act 2019. The panel concluded that the appeal raises, quote, excellent prospects of success, close quotes.
Let's pause there.
Mm-hmm.
That word excellence means something. I never saw. Go ahead. Read that again. Who said excellent?
The panel.
The panel.
Said that the appeal raises, quote, excellent prospects of success, close quotes. And that the proper interpretation of the NPO Act, quote, should in the interests of justice be reviewed, close quotes.
Interests of justice.
The court's language was unusually strong. Quote, it is beyond belief, close quotes. That's the court's language right there.
It's beyond belief.
It is beyond belief.
Excellent prospect.
The ruling said, quote, that a group, and we go to page 5. That a group, my apologies to the audience, see junk on page 5. That a group, the Registrar General, have essentially hijacked the well-established name of an existing nonprofit Junkanoo entity, its logo and public identity by obtaining registration under the Act. The appellate judges said the record appeared to show that the people who registered the Valley Boys Junkanoo group in September 2023, the Way Forward group led by Trevor Davis, were neither the original founders nor authorized by the widely recognized leadership. They pointed to troubling evidence that the constitution of the new group was filed nearly 3 weeks after its registration and that its first board meeting took place 6 weeks later. Clear signs, they said, of a failure by the Registrar General to perform due diligence as required under Section 7.4 of the Act. These matters, the court wrote, so quote, these matters, close quotes, the court wrote, quote, ought to have alerted the learned judge to the real possibility that the Registrar General may not have complied with the statutory requirements before granting registration, close. The immediate implications of the ruling are unclear, but could be far-reaching. You Sports and Culture Minister Mario Boleg has used the lower court's ruling that favored Mr. Davis's group to justify not giving Mr. Adley's group seed money for the upcoming holiday parades. The dispute stems from a deep internal rift that emerged in 2023 within the Valley Boys, founded in 1958 by the late Winston Gus Cooper. The group, one of the Junkanoo's most celebrated names, has been led... The group, one of Junkanoo's most celebrated names, has been led since 2014 by Mr. Adley. After decades of competition in the A category of the Boxing Day and New Year's Day parades, a faction calling itself, quote, the Way Forward Committee, close quotes, including former members Mr. Davis and Michael Foster, accused Mr. Adley's team of mismanagement and alleged noncompliance with the MPO Act. They then applied to register, quote, the Valley Boys Group, Junkanoo Group, close quotes, as a nonprofit organization in September 23, effectively formalizing a new entity under the same name. Soon after, the Adley-led leadership registered a different nonprofit, quote, the world-famous Valley Boys Junkanoo Group, close quotes, to preserve their identity. When the Registrar General later directed Mr. Adley's faction to change its name, threatening to strike it from the register because it, quote, so nearly resembled, close quotes, the rival entities, the longtime leaders filed for judicial review. Justin Darren Ellis of the Supreme Application in March 2020, the Registrar General had acted lawfully and lifting an injunction that had temporarily prevented her from removing Mr. Adley's group from the register. He also ordered costs against the group. That decision, the Court of Appeals said, quote, appears highly questionable, close quotes. It faulted Justice Ellis for overlooking the apparent irregularities in the Registrar General's process and for failing to recognize the arguable public interest questions raised by the dispute. Quote, the issues raised, close quotes, the appellate court found, quote, including the proper interpretation of the Nonprofit Organization Act, should in the public interest be examined and clarified, close quotes. The judge said the appeal would explore whether Parliament intended the failure of an existing unincorporated nonprofit to register within the Act's 90-day window to result in loss of rights, and whether the Registrar General had an implied duty to verify that applicants were legitimately authorized. They stressed that the original Valley Boys, long recognized by government agencies, the Junkanoo Corporation of New Providence, and the public, had been issued a business license and taxpayer registration in 2015, and held a government lease since 1996 for their Claridge Road shack. These facts, they said, made it untenable that a new unauthorized body could simply take over its identity. The court also warned that the Register General's approach risked undermining vested rights and intellectual property protections in group names and logos that have accumulated over decades of public use. The ruling reopens the Valley Boys leadership dispute and allows Mr. Adley's team to pursue a full appeal while the court refused to grant a stay on the lower court's orders. It described the case as one of exceptional cultural importance, noting that its outcome could affect how all Junkanoo groups and other nonprofits are treated under the law. End of article.
So it's the appeal. First, we say we call it 1958 versus Valley Boys, whatever it is.
No, pause.
What do you call it?
See, that's a...
What do you call it? What do you call it?
We would either call it the Way Forward versus the World Famous or 58 versus the Way Forward.
That's in 1958.
You ask, you talk about this changing of the narrative, and you suggested that perhaps my position would change with this new occurrence.
Yeah.
But my position has been, why don't y'all follow the instructions of the court? See, that's why I made the point, don't use the name Valley Boys, because the court said don't use the name Valley Boys. My critique was about an inability to acknowledge the rule of law, among other things, right? If the court say don't use the name, everybody's supposed to stop using the name.
So let me pause you right there.
But hold on, not you alone, because the media continued to use the name despite a ruling.
First of all, the appellate court didn't overturn the ruling of the Supreme Court, right? And I acknowledge what you're saying, that perhaps moving forward, we may have to use another name for both groups until there is a conclusion. And someone needs to enforce that ruling. And you can't use the word Valley Boys until there is a complete conclusion of the case. I go with that. I appreciate that, right? But I now want for the listening audience to understand what is happening. It seems as if there's going to be is an appeal or judicial review, that's the word they use, on the right or the authority of the Registrar General. Does she, if she is in this case, had the right for the ruling she did give? Did she erred in her ruling for whatever she did? And this is what the case that we in the future, it's going to be about whether the Registrar General was right in her interpretation or whether she erred in her interpretation. And I'm not sure when that's going to come about, if it's this year, next year. But what happens come December 26th? What should be happening come December 26th?
I don't know, because apparently I can't understand the beat of a drum, Mr. Newry. Only those who could understand the beat of the drum know. Only they are allowed to talk about Junkanoo. Only they are allowed to critique. Only they are allowed to own Junkanoo. Only they are allowed to generate an income off of a cultural product that belongs to an entire nation. Mm. In fact, an entire diaspora. It doesn't even belong to Bahamians alone.
In terms of copyright, with the Registrar and trying to control the name, who owns the term Junkanoo? Can it be owned? Can it be copyrighted? Can other nations use the term Junkanoo?
I believe the Smithsonian owns the term Junkanoo, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I remember he spelled it a particular way.
Remember when I tell you I went to change my name and they asked me what the U stand for? Yeah. And they asked me, did it stand for UNESCO or you can't own Junkanoo?
Yeah. So many questions.
Absolutely. But let's just read again the last part of that article, right? It says, the court also warned that the Registrar General's approach risked undermining vested rights and intellectual property protections in group names and logos that have accumulated over decades of public use. The ruling reopens the Valley Boys leadership dispute and allows Mr. Adley's team to pursue a full appeal. While the court grants a stay on the lower court's orders, it described the case as one of exceptional cultural importance, noting that its outcome could affect how all Junkanoo groups and other nonprofits are treated under the law. So the courts didn't say, hey, you did such a bad job that we're going to change your ruling and apply our ruling.
You wanted to ventilate.
They said, hey, there's some uncertainty here. We're not sure if you, the lower court, understand the act. Mm-hmm. Go back.
Deliberate it again.
Do it again. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what they said.
And whatever conclusion you come up with this time, it is what it is.
Well, the process begins again, right? Because this is a process. And this is what I'm saying. Trust the courts. Mm-hmm. Do what the courts say to do and go through the entire process. Mm-hmm. But don't rely on the decision of the court when it's in your favor, but when it's not in your favor, you're ready to brook up everything. Either you are regarding the rule of law or you are not. But if you're not regarding the rule of law, you think you could rely on the rule of law to save you or to protect you?
I just get a text saying the Met Office giving great detail about the storm. There's a whole report from the Met Office.
So let's tell people how to find. See, I think that's a part of the problem. People don't know how to find the Met Office online.
And this report gives a report up to Tuesday, like step by step, what to expect on Saturday, what to expect on Sunday, what to expect on Monday, what to expect on Tuesday.
So Department of Meteorology has a Facebook page. They definitely have a Facebook page. And I think they also have a standalone website. I'm searching it right now, Mr. Newry.
Okay, as you search for that, it says a 20% chance of rain in the southern areas, southwest Bahamas.
All right, so the website for the Bahamas Department of Meteorology is MET. That's MET.gov.bs. So that's MET.gov.bs. MET.gov.bs. They're also on Facebook. I'm not sure. I'm going to check and see if they're on Twitter. Sorry, X. If they're on TikTok. They're definitely on X. Let's see. Yes, ma'am. Mr. Newman.
Hey.
We all out of time.
We all out of time.
Oh. There you go.
Thank you very much, Abe. I appreciate you, Abe.
Anyway, you guys stay tuned to Guardian Radio all day. Mm-hmm. There will be regular coverage and weather reports. Bahamas Department of Meteorology, met.gov.bs. They're on Twitter. That's X now. They're on Facebook. And we're going to see, are they on TikTok? They're also on TikTok. So stay tuned. If you are on any of those platforms, follow that channel and select the option to get all notifications.
Thank you very much to my producer. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. Thank you very much, LeBron Menace.
No problem. Yes. Just before we go, I just want to say that, listen, not every junk can you drum at once. You know what I mean? Too much people beating it at the same time and go, of course.
This has been Guardian Radio AM. Have a wonderful day.
You too.